item number 7 from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, submitting an informational report regarding some of the volunteer partnerships established by the department that benefit the park system and its users. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Smith.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and committee members. My name is Guy Smith, Chief of Operations for Milwaukee County Parks. Wanted to respond to a request from the last committee cycle regarding partnerships and volunteers that we have throughout our system. I have some handouts. These handouts show the various partners that we have had thus far this year, and we continue to grow those throughout the year. Last cycle, we had the pleasure of having Kohl's Cares Corporation here, and they did a lot of wonderful things throughout our parks. But I just wanted to highlight a few other folks. It's not only just businesses. We have universities, churches, nonprofits, and individuals. As you can see from this list, we've had great help. The Parks Director mentioned Briggs & Stratton earlier today. At the Public Policy Forum, they had nearly 200 volunteers at Mitchell Park doing a whole host of volunteer activities. We've had Lowe's, the Milwaukee Brewers, and the list just goes on. Several of these groups we have reached out to, but more times often than not, these groups and individuals come to us. They want to volunteer. They want to help build company morale. They want to give back to their communities. This week, we'll have volunteers from Robert W. Baird and Northwestern Mutual helping out. This past Saturday, I was with folks from We Energies. It was their first time doing a volunteer event. They're wanting to do this quarterly, and I pointed out to them that we have over 150 parks, and I'd be more than willing to work with them in many of those parks. We are working on several other cleanups and volunteer opportunities this summer and fall. One highlight that I'd like to bring up was Life Church from Germantown had reached out to us earlier this summer at Beckham and Carver Parks. They had such a great experience there that they came and helped out at King Park a little later this spring, earlier this summer. So if you have any friends groups, any volunteers, any businesses, any contacts, you can certainly direct them to me, and I will definitely put them to work.
Good. Supervisor Borkowski?
I would just like to make one addition in the Great American Cleanup. I've been racking my brain. I think it's at least 12 years, maybe 15. But Lions Park has done a cleanup for many years in a row. And while it's a small neighborhood park that has a park watch, it's wonderful to have the young families come out and they can clean the park up in less than an hour. But the fact is, they've done it for a long time, so I just wanted to acknowledge that.
Our parks are the hearts of our neighborhoods. There being no further business before the committee, oh, there is more business. Dr. Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If I just may have a small moment to represent Supervisor Bowen. He's at Juneteenth today, but he will be at the Juneteenth at Alice's Garden this evening. Wanted to say that he's working with the Johnson's Park Neighborhood Association, helping them to obtain crime statistics for the area, and working to enlist the cooperation of the Sheriff's Department to step up enforcement in the area.
Thank you very much. Any further questions or comments by committee members? Hearing none, thank you all for your patience and participation today. Committee stands adjourned.